why the folks at the Oxford English Dictionary are closely studying Twitter. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. The dictionary that bills itself as the definitive record of the English language is spending a lot of time on Twitter. Not tweeting, mind you, but analyzing millions of messages sent by users of the social network. Jesse Scheidlauer is here now. He's editor-at-large of the Oxford English Dictionary. So why is the OED so interested in Twitter?
We are interested in all language, actually. Twitter is one of the newest things out there and something that is in such common use that we thought it would be an interesting project to take a look at how people are using this one service and to see if anything interesting could come out of that.
All right, so what are the trends in language usage that you have detected from looking at all of these tweets? And I'm guessing that new words like tweets is one of the things that you're picking up on.
Yes, that's right. There are words that relate to the service itself, such as tweet and Twitter and follower, that, as one might expect, are used relatively often there because it's the only way of talking about these particular things. So, of course, you're going to see them. You are seeing the use of abbreviations. Again, this is totally expected. Twitter, you have a limit of 140 characters, so it's not even a question of being lazy and abbreviating things because you don't want to bother typing it. If you have a message that you want to get across, you have to cut it down to size. You have to make whatever kind of shortenings you can. So, for example, using the equals sign instead of is, using the plus sign for and, using a bare U, the letter U, for the word you, Y-O-U. Definite and indefinite articles, the and two, these are all things that are dropped because if you can figure it out, if it makes sense without these words, then you won't use them because they take up several valuable characters in your post.
Do you expect a lot of Twitterisms, as it were, to bust out of the sort of semi-closed walls of Twitter into the language as a whole?
They probably will, but when you have words that are so closely associated with one particular service, you never know. So in Facebook, you can friend people and defriend people, and after a couple of years, these did leak out. So people would talk about defriending or unfriending people in real life. So it can happen.
Must drive you nuts to read so many Twitter messages. Doesn't that get a little tiring?
We don't have to read them necessarily. I mean, we can read a number of them, but part of it is about being able to analyze it statistically without reading every single one. So, you know, we can tell you the average number of words per tweet. You know, the sample we took, that was 14.98 words per tweet. You know, the average number of sentences per tweet is 1.40. The average words per sentence in Twitter is 10.69. And that is compared with 22.09 in general usage. That is, sentences in Twitter are half as long, not even half as long as your average sentence outside of Twitter. In general usage, I is the 10th most common word, but in Twitter it's number two.
In what way is all of this positive for the language, and in what way is it negative?
Well, we try not to see things in terms of positive or negative. In general, I personally think that it is good that people are communicating in writing, even if this writing is very speech-like and highly abbreviated.
Jesse Scheidlauer is editor-at-large of the Oxford English Dictionary. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.